get served with true delicacies. It might be bitter, but this is what changes you. Not enticing words of men, not popular opinions, just the truth you need to set you free. Welcome to Spokesman Diaries. Here is your host, DT Victor.
We have Atomola Murebishi on the show. He's a lead entrepreneur at Murebishi Ventures. He's a creativity and innovation expert. He's been doing quite well for quite some time now, done lots of training. He has a huge followership online, of course, following him to learn from this wealth of knowledge. And we are so glad to have you join us in the studio this lovely
Sunday
morning.
Thank you so much for the invite.
All right. Well, let's begin with this. Innovation, creativity, it's kind of linked with God. It's linked with the sovereignty of God, because God, of course, is
the almighty creator.
The creator. So how does this necessitate, you know, the urgency that believers should have and, you know, get up and start doing something?
Okay, yeah. For me, you know, the message came together some years ago, around 2013 or thereabout. There was this series of prophecies about, you know, scientific discoveries coming out, most notably by Pastor E. Adeboye of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Most notable, a lot of others prophesied similarly, but he's like the most notable pastor that we can all easily recognize. So when that came out, that there were scientific discoveries and things like that, our first thought is, you know, it will be pioneered by the usual suspect, right? The Americans, the Chinese, the Europeans and things like that. But then one thought struck my heart, that why not you? Why not Nigerians? That is there any spiritual law that precludes Nigerians from, you know, being inventive and creative at that level?
And that's supposed to be because we are black.
You know, sometimes things like that. So I started looking into it. Then one day, you know, while in a meeting with my father in the Lord, that's Reverend Femi Ogundare. Funny enough, interestingly, last year he actually had a crusade in Ibadan, yeah, a 7-day crusade and all that. So during that meeting, it just struck my heart that, you know, I want you to dig into this invention and creativity message. Dig in. What would you discover? Where does inventions, scientific discoveries come from? Where do technological breakthroughs come from? So I started piecing it together from there, 2013 thereabout. But finally, last year, you know, I just had this leading to put it together and start teaching and put it into a book and things like that. So we did the first book, Unleash Your Inventions. And funny enough, and now latest research came out and they said the number one skill for anybody that wants to succeed in life in 2020 going forward is creativity. That's the World Economic Forum's research. You know, all over, if you go online, you see it all over the place. Creativity is the number one skill you need to win. And I'm like, wow, you know, creativity, and we've seen it all along. So my research, is there any spiritual law that says Nigerians cannot be creative? The answer is no. All right, when you think about the greatest creations of all time, when you talk about the laws of physics, for example, Isaac Newton did not discover gravity because he was an Englishman. He discovered this based on his relationship with God. That will happen. And if you go through all inventions, I searched all inventions, all right? Every inventions you see out there, the inventor is someone that draws knowledge, all right, from a place that is beyond the books and the libraries and things like that. That's just the way it is. And when you think about it and say, okay, fine, we know people can be creative and inventive, but what about Nigerians? I did some research and I discovered that Professor Benjamin Oluwakayode Oshuntokun, when he passed away in 1995, right, the Independent of London, they wrote about him. They said when this man came early in his life, he came to learn from us in Britain. But later on, it was our turn to learn from him. The man was based in UCH all his life. He didn't travel abroad for economic refuge. He was doing his world-changing ideas, world-changing. He made a lot of scientific discoveries, celebrated all around the world. He won international awards. And he was a Nigerian, black-skinned and things like that. So there is no spiritual law that says Nigerians cannot be creative at the highest level. There is no physical law that maybe because of your skin color, you can't be creative and inventive at the highest level. There is no economic law that says Nigerians cannot be creative at the highest level. I searched. There is no law, all right? It's just a mental block.
I was about asking you block. That before we delve into sources of inspiration, what can you say are the encumbrances to why we are not delving into inspiration and making things in this part of the world?
The first challenge is this, right? Nigerians in general, we have an inferiority complex.
Inferiority complex.
Yes, inferiority complex. We are not audacious enough to think we can have an idea that nobody else in the whole world has. We're not audacious enough to think we can pioneer new areas of thought and things like that. In general, if a new idea comes to you today, you are more likely to go and look for validation as opposed to taking ownership and say, this has not been done before. Let me push for. No, you're more likely to say, this has not been done before. Means it's a bad idea, it's a terrible idea. I have to ditch this idea right now. You know, that's the way it works for Nigerians most of the time. And so those blocks are the major reason why we cannot be creative. Because creativity is simply a state of mind. Nothing more. Creativity is a state of mind that anybody from anywhere, any nation can cultivate. I've seen it and I have results. I can tell you authoritatively that creativity is a state of mind anybody can cultivate.
Talking about creativity, it's interesting to hear all that you've said about creativity. In fact, you just spoke my mind when it comes to Nigeria being creative. What you just mentioned now about when you invent something new and you feel whatever it is that you're inventing, since it's new, then it is bad. I think all of us, even those who are listening to it, can
are victims of that.
Are victims of that. But my questions to you now is that, how can you be creative? Now, we're saying this now, and people are listening to us, creativity. Somebody will be asking questions, okay, this creativity is a thing. How can I then be creative?
Good. First and foremost, nobody can teach you creativity.
Okay.
Creativity is a divine donation. It is who you are. That's how it is. Mm. There is nothing that suggests to us that creativity is not a fundamental trait of being a human being, like breathing, for example. So if you don't lose your breathing, why do you lose your creativity? But you can lose your breathing if you engage in certain vices, smoking, for example. Mm-hmm. So also there are certain vices that has robbed you, scammed you, made you forget your creative nature. So if there is a way we can pull back, right? Now, first and foremost, there's this idea that children are creative, but adults are not. Right? That children are very creative.
So what
creative.
Happened?
So what happened? So very simple, all right? This scripture comes to mind in the book of Peter, right? It says that, you know, that there is this corruption and lust in the world. When that corruption, we've been called to be partakers of the divine nature. And we escape from the corruption and lust which is in the world. So my argument is this: children are creative because they've not yet participated in the corruption and the lust that is in the world. So they are manifesting their divine nature. But the adult is encumbered by all sorts.
He's
corrupted, he's greedy. You can't. Inventors, when you meet inventors, right, they are marked by love, true spirituality. An inventor is marked by love. But it is the love to solve human problems that leads you to invent something. That is not about the invention. Nobody, you don't do invention for invention's sake. It's one of the things I learned the hard way. Wasted like 5 years of my life, you know, trying to be inventive for inventive sake. Forgetting that the basic of invention is love. I love somebody so much, I want to solve their problems. So I'm thinking about their problems.
So if there is nothing, not for you, it's for the people.
It's not for you. It's not for you. It's just like, you know, it is just like any other gift of the spirit. God does not give you a gift of the spirit for yourself. You don't prophesy to yourself. You don't heal yourself. You are anointed so that you can serve people. So the gift of creativity in you is for you to solve problems for people, not for yourself. Let me give you a real life example. All right. Now, one of the people I researched was, let me give you a short example first. When you talk about printing of books, book printing, it started with Gutenberg.
Yeah, Gutenberg. The German.
Yeah. So why? What happened? Very simple. He had a passion. This Bible, this word of God, is only available to certain people. How can we mass produce this thing so that everybody can read the word of God?
Not just for him.
Not just for him. Not just to serve certain people. And so, in the line of thoughts, he discovered, when you focus on problems, if there is no existing technology to solve that problem, God will plant in your heart.
That's right.
You understand now? God will now plant in your heart that, why don't you look at this, combine it with this other thing, you will create something.
So God is willing to inspire you.
As many people as possible. So the main case study I wanted to give is one that is in my book also. His name is George Washington Carver. George Washington Carver was born as a slave, right? But luckily for him, as he was growing up, slavery was abolished. So based on drives, I said, okay, I want to get educated and things like that. He got his education, got working as an agricultural scientist, and then he started to consult for the farmers in his neighborhood. Started teaching them crop rotation. The crop was getting, the harvest reduces over time. So he told them that if you do crop rotation, you can keep having good harvest every year. They were following advice, they were being prosperous. Then one year, the harvest was more than the market could soak up. Major problem. He went back into his lab, locked his lab for days. When he emerged some days later, he announced, he said, I and God have solved the problem.
I
and God have solved the problem. He understood clearly that a man of science, that is also a man of faith simultaneously.
Wow.
Science and faith, if you link it together, you're unstoppable. That a man of science and a man of faith is unstoppable.
I read some stuff that you put online, and it created, you know, curiosity in me. I want to ask you a question. You spoke about the PhD.
PhD, okay.
That people need to, Nigerians.
And that's very controversial, you know.
Yeah, very controversial.
Very, very controversial.
Nigerians,
that's why I laugh.
People are fighting me forever.
The Nigerians need to start thinking about getting PhDs if they're going to solve some problems. I want to dig that.
Very good. First things first. So when you talk about creativity and invention, I want to take you back to the scriptures, right?
Okay.
The book of Peter. He said, to your faith, add virtue.
Mm.
To virtue, add knowledge. That word knowledge there, you know, the word science is not in the Bible. Mm. Science is not in the KJV Bible. All right? But the truth of the matter is that when you say knowledge and science, science actually means a disciplined, exact knowledge. That's the meaning of science. Disciplined and exact, replicable. That's what we call science. So go and do your research. The Greek word translated as knowledge in that verse is more accurately transcribed as science.
So there's science in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. I'm coming. I'm leading up some to something. Now, like I said, creativity is my nature. I was born creative. I was created creative in God's nature. I got my creativity because God that created me is creative. So I'm creative like he's creative.
Mm.
But what would limit my creativity? There's no argument that Nigerians can be creative in terms of arts, music, movies.
Mm.
We're not having that debate.
Mm.
But if my creativity, if expressions of my creativity will mature beyond writing stories, writing poems, writing movies, and into scientific breakthrough, into technological devices, I am going to need knowledge. Every dose knowledge. The more knowledge I have, the more raw materials I have to solve problems. So you don't need a PhD to solve every kind of problem. But if we are serious that we want to lead the world with creativity and invention in this 21st century, we are going to need knowledge that nobody else has. So you start by getting all the knowledge they have. The Holy Ghost will now take it to the next level and give you something they don't have. You understand? So that's why it's important for you to get a PhD. If you don't have a PhD, you don't understand something enough to invent, to improve it. So like, for example, now, the other day I was on the phone call with a young teenager, 13 years old. He said, you know, he's creating stuff and things like that. He said he does toy cars with batteries. I said, that battery, what is it made of?
He doesn't know.
He has no idea. So how can you invent a better battery when you don't know the basic principles of electricity? There's a difference between using a microphone to project my voice. There's a difference between using a transmitter to transmit my voice wirelessly across the nation and me actually knowing how the transmitter works. If I know how the transmitter works, the Holy Ghost can lead me to say, okay, fine, this transmitter is limited in this way. But if we switch this, take this out, add this in, we can build a better transmitter. Okay, let me quickly wrap it up.
Okay.
Do you need PhD for every problem? The answer is no. It depends on the level of creativity you want to manifest. But I'm trusting God. There are some inventions that are coming that are simply crazy. And there is no way we can get to that level without enough knowledge. And for me, the high mark of knowledge is PhD, because the PhD program forces you to focus enough. Your energy is focused. Your creativity is focused for thousands of hours so that you can produce something tangible. Without that, you know, many people are creative, but they are too lazy to get the work done. So you probably don't have the work ethic of an inventor. You don't have the discipline. You don't have the discipline to be an inventor. But if you can go through a rigorous program that will get you some discipline, it will help you to make more of the creativity in you. Something like that.
All right. Let's talk about Elon Musk.
Good.
Inventor of Tesla. You spoke about how he wanted to start a space program, and he had income, he had issues, he had hindrances, and he had to study. And he built, I think, a cheaper rocket. And now from that, he's inventing, I think he's going to come up with an electronic vehicle.
SpaceX.
Yes.
And Tesla. Tesla
Motors. He's working on a lot of things now.
Yeah.
We're going to speak about his ingenuity. And I want to ask you a question. It's a double question.
Okay.
As regards likes of Mark Zuckerberg, who didn't have a PhD, and invention came to him naturally. Can we have people who can create things without having a PhD?
First, I have to clear those two misconceptions now. Number one, when you talk of an invention, what is an invention? You understand? When you tell me Mark Zuckerberg was inventive without a PhD, not really, all right? Mark Zuckerberg did not invent the PHP and MySQL platforms. He used to create the first Facebook app. Do you understand? For example, as an undergraduate, at the age of 16, I was programming with PHP and MySQL. So technically, I could have also invented Facebook.
But it built on something. Can people build on something?
And that's what I'm saying now. I said the level of your creativity is limited by the amount of knowledge you have. Just like that, Apostle Peter, he said, to your faith, add virtue. To virtue, add knowledge. So the extent, how far can your faith go? How much virtue do you have inside of you? How much knowledge have you added to these two things?
Can I partner others?
Yes,
if I don't have what you have and you have what I do not have and you don't have what I have, we can come together and, you know, network.
That's a good idea. But when you think about it, you realize the limitations. Let me tell you something. Some years ago, I was working on a project. Because by my background, I'm a web developer. I understand the technologies. So I told the guys working with me, I said, look, this is how this app will work. They said, it's not possible. I said, what do you mean it's not possible? You know, so I had to lecture them that these are the intricacies of our. So what? I said, yes, something. I worked on such a project before, so I knew it was possible. Now, the way you are now, if you attend some kind of churches, there are some pastors that have received this creativity message also. They preach it. They can't teach it. They preach it that we are expecting creations and inventions. But because they lack the working knowledge, the step-by-step of how to put it together is all null and void. So if you are partnering somebody, they said the person you are partnering is also like-minded with you. He's also, his spirit is enlightened and things like that. He won't agree with you on many of the things you are proposing. That's the truth.
I want to talk about Holy Ghost and the church.
Okay.
Let's bring this back to us as Christians. Because I did say that each time you mention anything about creativity, I say you and the Holy Ghost. And I want us to be blessed with your presence this morning.
Okay.
Now, Holy Ghost and creativity. Now, you just talked about PhD. Before you come on here, myself and Victor were talking about how we feel since I have the Holy Ghost. You just mentioned that since myself and the Holy Ghost, I'm born again, I'm spirit filled. Holy Ghost could teach me to invent. Now, I'm coming. When Moses was going to build the ark, God revealed to Moses, he has the Holy Ghost. Yeah, the pattern.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm saying is this, he didn't have a PhD. And God gave him a revelation. And that revelation today, even till now, we still talk about it. Are you still saying now that with the presence of Holy Ghost, do I still need to study for? Because some people will argue. I know many ministers will argue that I have never been to school. I have never read before. I have never been to Bible school. And they teach and they do very well to the level where we see them and we feel they say very well. With Holy Ghost, do I need to study?
What's the place of knowledge?
It's simple, you see. Christians go to school, to the best of my knowledge.
They do.
Why do we go to school and not depend on Holy Ghost to teach us everything? Right? It comes down to this. Now, when you talk about Moses and the revelations they had, Moses worked with an expert called Bezalel. I did my research too. Bezalel. Bezalel is the man that built the Ark of Covenant and all, everything they had to build. God called Moses. God also called Bezalel to build. Anointed in different areas. Now, when it comes to the role of knowledge, and Christians saying, I don't need to study more, you are limited by the amount of information you have. The Holy Spirit in you, the workings of the Spirit in you, is limited by the amount of information you have. There are some things God wants to tell you right now. The Holy Ghost in you. Holy Ghost is unlimited. God is unlimited. But you are limited. And your knowledge base is limited. Do you understand? Like I said, you know, PhD only gives you, when you are truly educated, you should be able to see possibilities and opportunities in everything. And you give your mind more tools to work with the more you learn. You understand? So, if you don't know a lot, there are little things you can know. For example, now, you know, there's this testimony someone shared with us. He said that a woman was praying to God that she needs to change her story. And God told her to start doing Zobo. And from Zobo, she made it. That's fine. That's the limit of our knowledge. So, someone else might know, God might lead them differently, but the returns will be more. So my argument is that if you want to maximize the creativity in your spirit, be ready to get a PhD. For example, how do you invent a drug? They say cancer is incurable. Can God not? Is there any disease that is incurable? Has the Holy Ghost not been recorded to? Has miracles not happened? People that have chronic problems, they are solved in a second. That means there is no disease God cannot solve. The reason why your science, your medicine cannot solve certain problem is because the knowledge is lacking. So who can sit down with God to discover, okay, fine, this is what I need to do in order to solve certain problems.
And the Bible even says we perish because we lack knowledge.
You understand? So, if you want to cure a new disease, for example, you want to cure HIV and things like that, you will need to get knowledge. And that knowledge cannot be less than a PhD. The work cannot be less than a PhD. I'm not saying you have to get a PhD before you can be creative. That's not my argument.
No, okay.
My argument is that if you want to go to the highest of the highest of the highest, if you want to change the world with your creative talent, you are going to need a PhD.
What is it that you cannot achieve if you have the Holy Ghost and you have PhD? No, that's the first thing that's on my mind. What is it that you cannot achieve if you have me?
Because you are full of knowledge now and full of the Spirit.
Follow DT Victor across board at I Am DT Victor on Instagram and Twitter. Get more downloads when you visit www.thechurchmobile.com.